Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with Chris Brown, the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team. And certainly we got some good news to talk about today. They were supposed to play four games last week, only got to play a couple because of the impending weather. But boy, the Jackets made the most of it, winning their final two games at home this season to celebrate the last games at home for the seniors, sweeping Bemidji State. Hi, Chris. You know, obviously a nice weekend for you.
Definitely. The guys played well. We got some quality pitching performances. Played good enough defensively and offensively. Obviously, we put some runs on the board and were able to get two, fortunately.
Is kind of alluded to it, but you know, I was listening to an interview the other day, and it was some team that had come off a losing streak, and they asked one of the players, "Say, well, what'd you guys do different this game that you haven't been?" And he flippantly said, "Well, we scored more runs than the other team." I'm going to ask a little more in-depth answer than that, but what essentially was different this time around, as opposed to you know, what was going on during some of your struggles?
You know, we got a couple fortunate hops and took advantage of them, and you know, other than that, you know, effort level was the same, and we just got a couple things to go our way, and we made things happen. And you know, if you look at the box scores, it was our seniors that stepped up and made stuff happen. And you know, obviously a bunch of different guys had good days, but at the crucial moments during each game, it was the seniors that stepped up and made it happen. So hats off to them, and that's what they're supposed to do on Senior Day.
Senior Day is always a little iffy, though. I've seen it, frankly, go both ways. I've seen, you know, it's a highly emotional time for seniors, and I've seen sometimes they actually struggle a little bit there. Then I've seen it the other way where, you know, in a perfect world, on that particular day, sure enough, the seniors have a good day. That's always a nice thing to see when they're saying goodbye to the hometown crowd.
Definitely, and you hit the nail on the head. It is an emotional day, and we tried a little different approach this year. We did our presentation in between games rather than before the game. And, you know, previous years, some guys have struggled with that, because obviously there's a lot of emotions that go into that, and we decided, well, let's do it in between games. So worst-case scenario, we've got that one game to deal with. And they came out all guns blazing in that second game and really put them away, so hats off to them.
Got to ask you, you know, some of the weather you've had to deal with. It was funny. We've been kind of chasing each other around today. You were going to practice outside, and it was just so windy. Didn't get a chance to. Some of your games this year, you've played in some goofy weather. Has this been a particularly tough year weather-wise for you?
You know,
you've had some tough ones in the past.
Yeah, you know, this year we haven't had very many good days. We've had a lot of okay days, and we've had some really crummy days, and you know, baseball being what it is in February, March, and April and May, you're going to battle weather no matter what. But this year kind of seems like the deck's been stacked against us, and we've had some real goofy weather to deal with, and obviously that's always a factor, but the other team has to deal with it too. So that it's kind of a moot point when it comes down to, you know, hey, we didn't play well because of the weather. You know, both teams are out there, and does it have an effect on the game? Yeah, yes it does, but at the same time, both teams have to deal with it.
Had a nice performance, particularly from one player, Kojinak, Player of the Week. Obviously, that's always nice to see.
Definitely. Kevin Zucaitis, you know, hit the ball well and had a good weekend and had some big hits for us. So that was good to see him get a little recognition for that.
All right. We're going to be talking about, you know, what happens now. Only one weekend left for the MSUB before they say goodbye to the 2010 campaign. We'll be talking about that with Chris Brown on the second part of the Coaches Show.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with five Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Chris Brown, the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team. You know, I mentioned this to Tony Stone, the Yellow Jacket softball coach. I said it's an interesting time of the year from the standpoint that it's winding down. There are no postseason rewards out there in terms of moving on, and it's a little bit different for him the last couple of years. You know, he's been in the race. From your stand, and I asked him about it, but from your standpoint, you know, it's obviously easy to motivate a team when they've got that, when they're looking at the standings and they're like number one or two in the standings. At a point of this season, what sort of motivational factors are there for a team to keep out, to keep playing hard? And obviously your team is still giving you that effort.
You know, I think first and foremost is pride. Pride is priceless, and these guys have worked too hard to just kind of hang their hat up and mail it in. And, you know, for the seniors, they want to go out strong and have good memories for the rest of their life of you know, the way that their career ended up. And for the guys that are returning, you know, they're still trying to kind of assert themselves as, hey, this is my spot, and you know, playing for that, for whether it's a spot or maybe a little extra scholarship or to earn a scholarship or whatever. So there's, you know, intrinsic and extrinsic motivation, but I think, you know, above and beyond anything else, it's pride and just respect to the game, that you can't just go out there and just kind of mail it in and go through the motions. You got to go out there and play hard, and that's why we play the games, and the season's not over till that last pitch is thrown.
And that really has not been an issue for you this year. You know, we've talked a lot about some of the L's. We've talked about the positives of this team. We've talked about some of the negative things that have happened in terms of, wins, losses, what have you. But the one thing that's never come out of your mouth is talking about this team's effort and or their lack thereof. So this team has really, from that standpoint, that has not been an issue for you when you, as you just referred to, just cashing it in. That just has not been an issue this year.
No, our guys, you know, they respect the game, and they're a bunch of hard-nosed guys. And, you know, obviously things didn't go our way this year, and we had multiple moments where we could have just kind of mailed it in and said this is it and given up, but to their credit, they didn't, and they kept plugging away and kept their nose to the grindstone and kept showing up at the ballpark ready to play. And you know, I think above and beyond anything else, that speaks volumes of who they are as people and will benefit them down the road in life. And you know, those lessons are as important, if not more important, than anything else that they learned in their time here.
Does it help? I believe spring break here, is that right? Or excuse me, the summer, coming into the summer break, does that actually help in terms of the preparation for the final games?
You know, I mean, some guys, you know, they want to get that summer going, but you know, a lot of our returning guys that aren't graduating or haven't completed their eligibility, they're playing summer ball, so you know, it benefits them to you know, stay with it and keep everything intact. And you know, it is what it is, and I think that you know, in a perfect world, these guys could just show up and play baseball and not have to worry about school, but fortunately or unfortunately, depending on which side of the fence you're on, you know, they've got to deal with that. So this last 2 weeks is nice, where they've got no school. We can practice whenever for as long as we want, well, up to the 4 hours, but you know, a little more flexibility, and pretty much their only worries are baseball and baseball.
Going to talk about the final weekend of the season as Montana State Billings gets set to head on the road. We'll be talking about that with Chris Brown on the third part of the Coach's Show.
Yellowstone County Implement, your John Deere dealer in Billings, is your headquarters for John Deere ag, lawn, and garden, compact and utility tractors, commercial mowing, and compact construction equipment. At Yellowstone County Implement, we back our equipment with a highly trained and experienced service staff and a huge parts inventory. Stop and see us at 5121 Midland Road, just east of the Holiday Inn, and find out why Yellowstone County Implement is the place to buy.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right, Who Hot, the exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Who Hot Mongolian Grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who Hot Mongolian Grill, King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Chris Brown as they get set to face Central Washington in four games. Of course, we've had some kind of goofy weather around here. I'll just ask you, have you been checking out the weather forecast? What's it look like in the Central Washington area?
Windy, 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 windy. That's usually the case here. I think we've been there. This will be our fourth time there, and I believe out of the 6 days that we've played there, we've had five windy days and one nice day. So that's kind of par for the course there.
Like Central Washington, they came down here, and boy, they brought their bats. So obviously, I would think one of the keys against this team is obviously, as it always is, but the pitchers have really got their work cut out for them.
Definitely. You know, if you'd have been here, 5 weeks ago, you'd have thought that maybe it was the 4th of July with all the fireworks going off on both sides. You know, both them and us put up some pretty ridiculous offensive numbers, and we're hoping to avoid that this time around and go in there with the focus of, you know, hey, we've got four conference games left to play, and we have a pretty heated rivalry with them going all the way back to the first year of the program, and the guys want to win it. We want to send our seniors out on the right note, and it's a fun place to go in there and win. We were able to do that last year and the year before, and we've had actually pretty good success there. So guys are chomping at the bit, and one last road trip, just kind of get it done and go enjoy it, and kind of bittersweet in that this is the last time that this group of guys is together in this capacity. So we'll try to enjoy it and get the most out of it.
You know, oddly enough, if you take a look at your schedule this year in terms of GNAC games, you're probably fairly pleased with what you've done on the road, I would think. You know, if you take a look at it, I mean, you're in the split at Western Oregon. For the most part, you've been pretty good on the road. Where your struggles have come have actually been a little bit at home. The reason I bring that up is, do you think that's just sort of an anomaly? I know some teams actually play better on the road. They relax a little bit more. I don't know what the deal is. Do you think it's just kind of a weird quirk, or is it just something that this team just seems to rise to the occasion, away from home?
You know, I think if you look back at the history of the program, coincidentally or weirdly enough, we have a much better record on the road than we do at home, and why that is, I think with each group it's different, but I think it a lot of times it boils down to they've got less to worry about. You know, we're on the road and it's hotel bus ball field, and they've got some study table time and you know, things like that, but really their obligations are minimized and their focus can be, you know, hey, it's on baseball, and you know, yeah, we had study table for 3 hours tonight, but you know, other than that, it's baseball, whereas when they're at home, they've got a million different things going on and classes, and you know, then Susie wants them to go out on a date and parents are in town and all that stuff's great, but I really think that when we're on the road, the focus is minimized and they've got one or two things to focus on, and that's it. So I think that that's a big reason why we've traditionally played well on the road. We've traveled well.
Big keys this weekend, the things that you're really looking for in the final four games of the season for this Yellow Jacket squad. What are you really hoping to see from the young men?
Just go up, put their best foot forward and go play some good baseball the way that we know we're capable of doing it, and carry over from this last weekend. Last weekend we finally put two games together back to back, and looking for them to continue to do that. And I know this group of guys is going to come out and play hard, so you know, effort's not an issue or a worry at all, and it's just a matter of going out and getting the job done.
Chris Brown, best of luck to you this weekend.
Thanks, Ken.
The Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Chris Brown and Ken Adelblue. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.